From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea's foreign minister, Ri Yong-ho, Monday said President Donald Trump, predicting last week North Korea's leadership won't be around much longer, declared war on his country. The North Korean diplomat said that gives his country the right for countermeasures, including shooting down U.S. warplanes, even if they're not in North Korean airspace. White House press spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders dismissed the statement as absurd.
It's never appropriate for a country to shoot down another country's aircraft when it's over international waters. Our goal is still the same. We continue to seek the peaceful denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, doing that through both the most maximum economic and diplomatic pressures as possible at this point.
South Korea's Yonhap News Agency said North Korea has boosted its defenses along its eastern coast. In Washington Monday, South Korea's Foreign Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said further North Korean provocations are likely and called on the U.S. to help Seoul manage the issue and avoid raising tensions.
There cannot be another war in the region. There cannot be another outbreak of war on the Korean Peninsula. The consequences would be devastating not just for the Korean Peninsula, but for Northeast Asia and indeed the whole international community.
She said there is still room for diplomacy. A Britain-based tribal advocacy group said wildlife charities support so-called anti-poaching eco-squads that arrest, torture, and kill indigenous pygmies who hunt in their ancestral forests. Survival International said since 1989, many of the Baka and Bayaka pygmies in Cameroon, Democratic Republic of Congo, and Central African Republic have been forced out of national parks. The World Wildlife Fund said it doesn't employ eco-guards and called the abuse of pygmies totally unacceptable. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, he is to brief members of the Security Council Thursday on the violence in Myanmar's western Rakhine state, prompting more than 400,000 Rohingya Muslims to flee to Bangladesh. At the UN, Myanmar's ambassador, Hao Doswan, cautioned against using terms like atrocities, ethnic cleansing, or genocide.
Let me be clear, Mr. President. There is no ethnic cleansing. There is no genocide. The leaders of Myanmar, who have long been striving for freedom and human rights, will not espouse such policies. We will do everything to prevent ethnic cleansing and genocide.
In Myanmar, security forces claim to have unearthed the bodies of another 17 Hindu villagers it said were killed by Muslim insurgents, bringing to 45 the number discovered since Sunday. A spokesman for the Arakan Rohingya Salvation Army denies it was responsible, insisting it doesn't target civilians. The U.S. said it's deeply disappointed Iraqi Kurds went ahead with a referendum on independence Monday, warning it will increase instability in the region. Large numbers of voters turned out to cast ballots Monday. The Prime Minister of Iraq's regional Kurdistan government, Netshirvan Barzani, called it historic. He said the Kurdish people simply want to live peacefully and democratically. Iraq has called the referendum unconstitutional. A new round of Brexit talks between Britain and the European Union is underway, with the EU insisting first on terms of Britain's departure before moving on to its future relations with the bloc. British Prime Minister Theresa May has proposed a two-year transition period after Britain's formal departure date of March 2019. Michel Barnier is EU's chief negotiator.
The European Union is keen and eager to understand better how the UK government will translate the Prime Minister's speech into negotiating positions.
One of the key issues is how Britain plans to settle its outstanding financial commitments. Most schools in Mexico City are still closed following last week's 7.1 magnitude earthquake that killed hundreds. More than 44,000 schools in six states were to reopen Monday. Only about 100 in Mexico City opened. Many are still certified as unsafe. Brazil has decided to keep a large part of the Amazon rainforest from foreign miners, a decree expected Tuesday after the environmental group Greenpeace said it found a number of illegal mines and landing strips in the Denmark-sized area known as Renca. The Asian Development Bank said it expects developing Asia to grow faster than previously forecast this year and next, predicting 5.9% growth in 2017 and 5.8% next year, buoyed by a pickup in global trade and China's continued economic expansion. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.